It's March. That means madness. College basketball fans heading for the wacky bracket season that comes sometime between winter and what they refer to in Vermont as mud season. A few conference tournaments are already underway. There'll be more next week. The field for the men's tournament will be announced on Sunday, March 15th. The women's field the following day. So let's take an early look at the brackets with Mike Pesca, here and now sports analyst and host of the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hello, and the Vermonters will be pleased to know that the brackets are a little muddy right now, except maybe at the top.
There is a mud season, you know. I mean, that's what
they
call
it. Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
So start with the men. Kentucky Wildcats undefeated, one regular game left, one of the best seasons in recent history for them.
Yes, and to prove that, I go by Ken Pomeroy, who is advanced statistician, really the gold standard of that field. So think about what Frank Rich meant to Broadway or what Robert Parker means to wines, except it's not subjective. He does the math. And in the 14 years he's been doing this, they have one of the highest, if not the highest score in the ultimate rating score. They're undefeated. Now, this doesn't mean that they haven't played close games. In fact, against Georgia just a couple days ago, they were down by 6 points with 5 minutes left. Yet they won the game by 8, and they have been taken to overtime, but they have won every game, and among their strengths is how deep they are. They just have waves of players. No one's averaging more than 12 points. John Calipari, the coach, has proved he could win before. Absolutely will be tough to beat Kentucky in this tournament.
Well, so why is it muddy then? Why is it not clear that they're the
after Kentucky? After Kentucky, you have Virginia, and they're clearly the second best team. They only have one loss. Virginia's usually good at defense this year. They're also good at offense. But after that, we're not sure who's going to be the number one seed, and I don't even think that'll matter that much. So if you want to throw teams like Wisconsin and Arizona and Duke and Gonzaga in there, you can. Who knows if the team that may reach the Final Four will come from those ranks?
Connecticut won the men's championship last season. The UConn women also won the title last year. Take a look at the women's tournaments ahead.
The UConn women are just as dominant as the Kentucky men are. The UConn women, I think, are more dominant. Now, they're not undefeated. They lost an early season game against Stanford, but they blow everyone out. They do not play close games. They just beat the University of South Florida, a good team in their conference, you know, the second best team in their conference, beat them by 23. A couple days ago, they beat Memphis, not a good team. They were up 54-9 at halftime. Before Memphis hit double digits, the UConn women had 62 points. Mm-hmm. And this leads me to a point, and we could talk about some of the other teams. South Carolina, a good team, although they recently lost to Kentucky on the women's side. But I do think it is a shame of women's college basketball, and women's college basketball has been very hurt by men's college football. The reason I say that is all the divisions realigned around men's college football. That's where the money is. And UConn was left a little bit out in the cold. And UConn has to play in this conference called the American Conference, just not a very good conference. And so I'm saying they're going to, it's not going to be a cakewalk. I'm going to say that they're the clear favorites, but it's very hard to gauge. And they don't play exciting games because all of their competition, due to the financial nature of college sports, all of their competition just can't really stay on the court with them.
Well, but still, terrific players. So you give us a little bit of a sense. We'll meet again, as we said, March 15th. We'll know the men's tourney, the 16th, the women's. We'll have our pieces of paper in front of us, and we'll figure out what to do.
And Cinderella's then, too. Yes,
and we'll have you back to talk about that. Who might wear a slipper? Mike Pesca, here now, sports analyst and host of the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com, taking an early look at upcoming March Madness. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.